From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. A second earthquake has struck Indonesia one day after a powerful tremor on the island of Sumatra killed more than 500 people. Indonesian authorities fear the death toll will now soar into the thousands. The BBC's Karishma Vaswani, who was in the stricken city of Padang, says that's because so many people were trapped in buildings that fell down during the first tremor.
The earthquake struck at local time around 5 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon. So the fear amongst some of the people that we've been speaking to here, looking on to the rescue operation, is that how much longer the people stuck under the rubble will be able to survive.
The BBC's Karishma Vaswani in Padang, Indonesia. The city is home to nearly 1 million people. Recovery work continues in the Samoan Islands following this week's powerful tsunami. At least 150 people died across the islands, and rescuers are searching for more victims. Stuart Cohen reports from Sydney.
Samoa's hospitals are overwhelmed with injured victims of Tuesday's tsunami, some of them being treated on the floors for lack of space. Much-needed relief supplies have been rolling in all day from New Zealand and Australia. Commander John Oddy is with the Australian Air Force.
The most important thing to do right now is to keep the survivors of the tragedy alive, to help them with handle the disease, and to provide them with water and shelter.
Entire villages along Samoa's coastline have been wiped away, while communities just a few yards farther up the hillsides have been completely spared. Some looting has been reported, and there are fears the death toll could rise dramatically as rescue workers reach outlying areas that have been cut off since the tsunami hit. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
A top American diplomat's been removed from his post as Deputy UN Special Representative for Afghanistan. Peter Galbraith was fired after disagreements with his boss over the recent presidential election in Afghanistan. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Peter Galbraith told NPR that the dispute between him and Kai Ida, the top UN official in Afghanistan, was about how to deal with the highly disputed Afghan presidential election. Galbraith said he had deep concerns going back to 1 month before the August vote about fraud. For example, he says, about so-called ghost stations, polling centers located in areas so insecure they would never actually open, but could be used to produce a lot of votes by people wanting to swing the election. Galbraith said he and Ida disagreed on what to do about this. He says Ida chose not to say anything.
When the question of fraud came up, I simply could not ignore it. I could not be complicit in a cover-up. I could not downplay it.
Still, the UN backed Ida, and Galbraith was recalled from Afghanistan. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
Envoys from the United States and the permanent members of the UN Security Council in Germany have opened a dialogue with Iranian leaders in Switzerland. They're pressing Iran to disclose more about its nuclear program. You're listening to NPR News. The government says Americans spent more money last month. The Commerce Department says consumer spending jumped 1.3%, the largest monthly amount in nearly 8 years. The main reason, the popular Cash for Clunkers program, a federal rebate for car buyers. But the personal incomes of Americans didn't show the same strength. Economists say if Americans don't earn enough money, they won't be able to sustain this rate of spending. Michigan's governor and legislature missed a deadline to finish a budget, and the state government technically shut down for a couple of hours early today. Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta has more.
Michigan's soaring unemployment and struggling car and truck sales have taken a toll on tax revenues. An almost $3 billion deficit accounts for about a quarter of the state budget. The shutdown lasted barely 2 hours before the state legislature sent Governor Jennifer Granholm a temporary budget. But House Speaker Andy Dillon, who, like Granholm, is a Democrat, says the episode is embarrassing.
Today was a very difficult day. It never should have taken this long, and I apologize to the state.
This is the second time in 3 years that Michigan suffered a government shutdown because the governor and the legislature have hit a budget impasse. Michigan's popular $4,000 college scholarship for every high school graduate is a target of budget cuts. For NPR News, I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing, Michigan.
This is the second and final day of the Obama administration's distracted driving summit. The federal government reports nearly 6,000 people died last year in crashes while drivers were distracted frequently by using cell phones. Congress is considering legislation that would ban texting on cell phones while driving. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says he also has recommendations. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.